Good morning. It's July 5th, 2021. I'm Kelly Miller. I'm in Ocean City, Maryland again. Well, I've been here for 3 years, and I hope to be here for another couple anyway. It's going to be back. We all survived the fireworks. Hopefully, this is they're done. Of course, we had two different times yesterday for fireworks. We had a daytime edition, and then we had the nighttime edition here in Ocean Pines. I guess everybody from Ocean City came here that was on the beach and saw the first, this morning's rendition. Came here last night. They had record-breaking crowds here. I didn't go. I had to stay here and calm the dogs. The puppy does okay, but Maddie, the 10-year-old, scares the hell out of her. So she was in my bed most of the night, and I was curled up in a fetal position because Maddie doesn't know bed etiquette. You know, when you get on there, there's no my side and your side. It's all her side, and then, you know, I'm the interloper. So I was up until about 3 o'clock. She was panting, and I've been taking her out and bringing her back in. You know, I think she had to go to the bathroom and all that. But in any event, she's calm now. They're calm now, and I'm calm now. Kind of winding down a nice weekend, laid back. It's kind of interesting to note, and I'll get back to that later, but I read the newspaper this morning, and Fat Larry, the governor of Maryland here, had canceled the extended unemployment benefits, I guess, a couple weeks ago, because there's too many jobs and there's not enough people to fill them. Or there's people to fill them, but they don't want to work because they're able to sit home and make more money sitting home than if they went to work. So he canceled them, and then no doubt they sued, and they got before an Obama-appointed judge, and the judge terminated Hogan's order and has extended the unemployment benefits until July 13th. They have to have a hearing between now and then, and I'm sure that they'll be extended through September so that they can use this money and come down here to Ocean City and spend it and live large, and then they may even push it out towards Christmas because everybody has to be able to buy Christmas gifts, and they can't do that while they're working. So we'll see what happens with that. And then we've got on another national news front, Biden, who I've never used the term of his office next to that name, and I never will, was seen again ordering ice cream, and he looks at the ice cream like it's a little child. Because we all know how he feels about that. BLM, Biden loves minors. But that's all you see this guy doing is eating ice cream. I mean, he was like that governor of Ohio, John Kasich, when he was running for the presidential nomination in the primaries back in 2016. That's all that guy did was eat. He ate his way in and out of the campaign. He came to Catonsville, Maryland, and went into Atwater's and sat down and had something to eat. And he's sitting there eating like he hasn't eaten in, you know, 2 years. But that's all he did. And now we've got Biden in there. And that's all he's doing is eating ice cream and ordering pies. And, you know, he pulled out a notes. A reporter asked him a question in the pie shop. And Biden had to pull out his notes to answer the question. You know, he's like a chatty Cathy doll. You know, it has nothing to say until you pull the string on his back. So that's the extent of my politics for the day, because I like to keep that out of here. But I can bring it up. And you know what? Zuckerberg can't send me to jail. How's that? I can say whatever the fuck I want on this thing, and Zuckerberg can't do a damn thing about it. And that's not French. But I guess everybody saw and heard and watched on TV the firework explosion down here in Ocean City about 10:15 yesterday morning. A guy was driving a Ryder truck, box truck, up onto the beach. It was roped off. You know, they made it safe while they were setting up. But he got up on the beach, and before he could get the stuff out, all the fireworks exploded. And it's on YouTube. It's on Twitter. It's on all the national news sites. I mean, you can actually see the whole thing going up. And so the police department and the fire department, yes, and, you know, the powers that be down here, shut the beach down for the entire day to make sure it was safe and to find out what happened and all that. And then this morning they closed the entire beach down again so that ATF and all the other investigative agencies can come in and find out what happened. hey, look, I'll tell them. ATF, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but the goddamn truck blew up. The fireworks went off. What's to investigate? Okay, they went with the lowest bidder, and they got the cheapest fireworks, and they probably came from China. And the driver of the truck probably opened the tailgate, broke wind, and let the whole goddamn thing go up in flames. That's what happened. The fireworks exploded. There's nothing more to investigate. Case closed, open the beach. It's summertime. But they'll drag this out for another week. And then I just hope two things. One, Ocean City gets their money back because that display went off way too soon. And two, that they clean out the back of that Ryder truck because they're going to end up getting fined $25 for bringing it back dirty. But it's government, and they probably won't get either thing accomplished. But in any event, thank God the fireworks were done. And thank God the Torons are leaving today until next Saturday when we get another batch in. But the 4th of July ones are probably... tops to the worst, with crowds, not the people, the crowds. Listen, I love this place. And the best part about it is it's a destination place. Everybody comes down here from all over the East Coast to have a good time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love that. I'd rather be in a place where they're having a good time than be up in Sandtown, Winchester, where they're shooting the hell out of each other. That's not a good time. And that's not a destination place. So they all can come down and they can have a great time. And this is not my town. It's everybody's town. I just don't like the damn crowds, for three months out of the year. And they come in and they clean out the food store. And then before they go home, they clean out the food store so they don't have to shop when they go home. So we've got a window of food here from Tuesday to Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, forget about it. You better have leftovers or you better have a nice freezer. But they're leaving, and we'll get another batch in on Saturday. And then the worst crowds down here are Memorial Day, July 4th, and the White Marlin Tournament, which is the first full week in August. And that's a cool time. That's a great time. In fact, that's the only time of the year that I take a week off for vacation just to be there for all the different tournaments and activities and parties and all that stuff. And they party like hell, and it's just a good time. The best time is being at the weigh-in up at Sunset Island and maybe it's Sunset, yeah, it's Sunset Island anyway. But they come in there and the crowd's unbelievable, and it's just a good party time, and everybody's having a good time. Now last year they had it, but they didn't have the crowds. Sunset Island was closed only to residents. They had the film crew there, and they were doing the weigh-in, and you could watch it live streaming. And then they set up a big screen TVs up in the park at 4th Street on the Bayside, and people congregated there. It was all COVID-related. But this year, everything's open, and I'm looking forward to that. And it's always a great time. I love the White Marlin. And then... I guess the final weekend where the crowds are terrible is Labor Day weekend, and that's understood. That's traditionally the end of the season. The kids have actually gone back to college about mid-August, and the businesses are struggling for help then. I don't know what they're going to do this year because they can't even get help now. I mean, it's terrible. The transportation system, Ocean City Bus and Tram, they're down 40%. And, I actually was hired to, I applied to be a bus driver, just part-time. I don't need the money. I was just doing it for shits and giggles. And I had in the process of getting my CDL license for the bus. So they asked me if I'd transfer over to operate in the tram car. And I said, yeah, I'll do that. And so I started with the tram car, but I just got this puppy 2 weeks after I transferred over to the tram car operation, and there's no way in hell I was going to keep this dog locked up in a crate for 8 hours while I'm out driving people up and down the boardwalk for $15 an hour. I don't need the money, but I certainly wasn't going to leave that new puppy in a cage. So I told him, you got to take me off the schedule. I'm not doing it. And that was the end of my tram car career. And I probably would have gotten fired because I am I'm not a people person. I mean, I love everything, and I get along with people, and I'm in sales. I've been in sales for a long time, and, you know, I've got to get along, but I don't like assholes, and that's what you deal with the public coming down, and they get drunk, and they're, you know, acting rowdy and all that stuff, and, you know, you're dealing with a lot of lowlifes. So, in any event, they're leaving, and then I guess the final bad weekend for everybody down here, it's called H2OI weekend. It's where all the kids come in these old Subarus and VW Rabbits and these ridiculous-looking cars. They have spoilers about the size of Oprah Winfrey's ass on the back of their car, and they drive like crazy. They have the mufflers or, well, they don't even have mufflers. The cars are so loud you can't even talk, and they just don't follow any rules, and the crowds are rowdy, and they brought in all law enforcement agencies from, well, I guess Easton, Salisbury, Wicomico, Worcester, Maryland State Police, and then they have Ocean City, Ocean Pines, Berlin. All the law enforcement agencies come in, and they work together to try to quell the violence in the near riots with these punks that come in with these junky cars. So that'll be the worst of the worst, and then we get the second season, and then it's beautiful, and it's all downhill from there, and then you get the specials and the off-season food, and it's just great. So that's the my 5th of July report, and that's all I got for today. So it's always great to have a voice and not have to worry about being shut down by Zuckerberg. I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have something to talk about. If not, I'll be back and just say, hey, it's Kelly, Ocean City. Nice talking with you. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of the day. I'm out of here.